Good evening.
Hello.
How are you proceeding?
Not good. I think for the first time in a long time, I'm seriously considering disengaging.
What has been occurring and what are you feeling?
I just think, I don't know, it's just, nothing, it's just the way I feel about my body, the way I feel about everything that's going on, it's just, like, what main thing happened was off the internet, and I spoke to Thompson about this, and I said I wanted to try it, and he said if I try more than once, he said I'm going to have permanent brain damage, and I just, for some reason, that just set me off. Something about the way my body consciousness was, I had permanent brain damage, and that was it. Just, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. It was just...
And that was in response to if you attempted this action?
More than once. Once was fine, twice was dangerous.
So... that what actually dangerous is when anything, anyone, or any being moves in a direction of in every moment, choice. And because there's choice, I would express that yes, there are potentials that can be tapped into or recognized, and there are likelihoods, but moving in directions of what may absolutely occur is somewhat of a dangerous business because that negates choice always, even in relation to your body. Even in relation to a brain.
But then why did he say that to me?
What I would express is that there are times in which there is potential information that is available that becomes dangerous when it is presented in the capacity of being an absolute. Absolutely will occur.
Okay.
I would express that could there be a potential for that to occur? There could, but that would also depend on what method you engaged.
Like, what do you mean by method?
We're engaging certain methods.
Like, what it was blotter acid, which is the stuff that you eat.
I would say that Let me give you an example. Those jump off of a building that was 10 stories high.
Yeah.
And were not successful.
Mm-hmm.
I could express that there would be a high potential, a strong potential, that you would generate some type of damage to your body.
Mm-hmm.
I would not necessarily express to you that that was absolute, because there is also a probability that you could do that and you could emerge unscathed.
Yeah, but the most likely thing if you jump off a 10-story building is that you...
That you, like, would, if you did not successfully disengage, it is more likely that you would injure yourself, and it is significantly likely that you would injure yourself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not an absolute. You could actually jump off a 10-story building and you could be unsuccessful in attempting to disengage, and you could actually perhaps injure yourself, but not necessarily seriously.
Yeah.
What I would say to you is that disturbed you. Why?
Because I don't know. Maybe I put too much. Because I'm just looking for something. Because I'm desperate to. I don't know. I'm finding a reason not to disengage. So I kind of hoping that stuff like acid, LSD, or DMT will give me the whole NAS. But the reason why I'd starve me was because if it, like, just taking it once wasn't gonna do nothing. So if I found out that it was, if I found out I took it more than once, that there was going to be serious damage, then I might as well disengage.
Were you at action with that intention to disengage, or were you doing it recreationally?
Recreationally.
I would express that there, that potential with anyone that you possibly could help with these types of substances, but I would also express that more likely that you would injure yourself, some action that you are doing while you are engaging the substance, then that the substance itself would create that type of...
Yeah, well, that's the thing I noticed while I was honest, was that I understood why people died from it. Because, like, I noticed that when I was on it, that things that seemed farther away were a lot closer, and stuff that was a lot closer seems farther away. So I understood the concept that people die on it.
But they died because that was what they were choosing.
I know, yeah.
That is merely the method of how they were choosing to engage that action. I would express that more likely that you would not do that, as that was not your intention.
Okay. There's the problem is that, like, because I'm so unhappy with the way I look, that it's, like, Saturday, I was seriously considering, because I remember you telling me that if I wanted to disengage, I should buy illegal drugs off the internet, and I did, and I have them with me, and there's a serious, like, I'm just thinking about getting rid of my body, or disengaging and starting over. And I don't know what to, because this is kind of the first time I've really been this close.
Is that genuinely what you want to do?
No, but I'd rather be with
I would agree.
But
I definitely agree that that is not genuinely what you want to do. What you genuinely want is to stop feeling uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being miserable. But disengaging is not necessarily what you want to do.
But no, it's not. But I'd rather disengage than continue in the body that I have.
Avenue that you can engage to make the discomfort stop. But not.
You're breaking up a lot, so I can't hear what you're saying.
I would ask you, why are you so resistant taking a step in a different direction?
In what direction?
When I discussed direction in detail as how you could do it, and I gave you a detailed method, and you expressed to myself that you would likely not do it. Why are you so resistant?
I don't know. What do you tell you, what do you tell you about?
I expressed that detailed list with you of what to do and how to do it and what to eat, what not to eat. And in that, I offered a method that you could engage that would be successful at your request. You asked. I gave it to you. But in that, once I provided the information to you, you also followed that in expressing to myself that you likely wouldn't do it.
I never said that. I said I wouldn't be able to do all of it. I don't know. I said I'd be able to do about 75%, 80%. I never said I wouldn't be able to do it.
In our previous conversation, you expressed to myself that you likely wouldn't do it.
No, I said that I wouldn't be able to do all of it. I said I'd be able to do 70%, 75% of it, but I wouldn't be able to do all of it.
Very well. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, and I have.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh. What have you been doing?
Mostly, thing is, the reason why I haven't been able to give up the ham, the but I have given up, 5 days a week I've given up chocolate.
Oh, that is tremendously significant. And how long have you been engaging that?
When was that we talked? The Monday to Friday I did it, then Saturday had chocolate, then the Monday to Thursday, which is last week, I did it, and Friday, I kind of forgot my lunch and I kind of had chocolate, and then Saturday and Sunday I did as well. But I'm back to it now.
That is the beginning.
I know, yeah.
I would express that it will engage more time if you are not consistent every day. And if you are not engaging it fully, but it will be successful anyway. It merely will require more time. But that in itself, a tremendous step. And that you have actually engaged it is tremendously to be acknowledged.
I don't
necessarily believe that.
What?
That it is as significant looking to you. That it is.
No, I just don't want. I just don't want to be around. I wake up every day and I don't want to be here. I don't give a shit about... I just don't want to be around. I just want to sit around.
Quandary. Want to be around, but you don't want to disengage either.
But the only reason I don't want to disengage is because I'm scared of what's after this. That's why I don't want to disengage. That's the only reason I haven't done anything yet.
I can express to you in that direction. I can give you information in that direction. For in that direction, there actually is no thing to be afraid of.
Yeah, but that's easy to say from your point of view, not from my point of view.
I am aware, and I agree, but there is no threatening or fearful action or presentment that will occur once you disengage. So, continue to create objective imagery for what you know in physical focus now. Similar meaning the same type of imagery, the same scenery, the same people, the same structures. But your perception of it will be different. That was involved, that led you in the direction of disengaging, will not be a part of that imagery.
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is I just don't like the way I look. And I've looked this way for my life, and I just don't want to. Every day I wake up, and I don't want to be up. I just don't want to wake up. And it's hard to wake up.
I acknowledge you in that, and it is understandable from your perspective and your perception. But I would express to you that this is a subject that you can actually change. It is merely a matter of expressing that determination, moving your attention in that direction rather than holding your attention in the direction of being defeated and actually affect this situation and change it.
but a lot of stuff. I just don't want to be me anymore. I don't know.
Since you began this new employment, have you met anyone there that you feel comfortable with?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But I don't feel comfortable being around there. I'm constantly uncomfortable with the weather. I'm constantly uncomfortable in my clothes. I'm just constantly uncomfortable. I'd rather not be uncomfortable.
Is a contributing factor why you are feeling more uncomfortable than you were?
What is? I don't, you keep breaking up, I don't know what it is.
I was inquiring of you, is this a contributing factor to you being so uncomfortable presently?
What is?
Is the factor that you have actually met another individual and that emphasizes your discomfort?
No.
Is that adding to the situation?
No, I just don't like the way I look. I don't.
Very well.
Everyone else is irrelevant too. It doesn't matter what they do. I'm constantly uncomfortable. And I'm rather disengaged and spend.
What would you, from myself, what type of support do you want from myself?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Want support in remaining in physical focus, or do you want support in disengaging? What would you say is more important to you?
Staying around.
Very well. And let me ask you, moment, what would you want myself to express to you?
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I see that you are valuable and that you are important. I recognize that you may not necessarily entirely believe that at this moment, but you are. And I continue to be with you. I will continue to do so.
Okay, but
as I have.
I don't see it. I don't. Like when I was talking to Tompkin, it was, you know, he talked about me speaking to other folks, and he says I'm doing it at a snail's pace. I was like, what's the point then if I'm doing it at a fucking snail's pace?
I acknowledge that. What is the most important is you now and what you are experiencing.
problem is I have 12 tablets of MDMA in my hands, and if I take all 12, I know I'm gonna die, and that's tempting. That's an issue.
And I would express to you that that will generate a significant ripple.
What will?
To engage them.
What about one?
One?
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that one will merely contribute to an altered state.
How many do I need to take so I can talk to you in person?
In person? I would express that there is no in person with myself. But non-physically, I would express that you could actually engage one, and you could in that actually allow yourself to see me.
And would I be dead or would I be okay?
No, you would not be dead.
Okay, so I'm going to take one and I'm going to see you.
Very well.
And then we're going to talk and then I'm going to be okay.
That depends on you and what you do and what you choose, but I will meet you.
Mm-hmm. So, when Thompson said this, if I take one, another one of acid, it's going to cause brain damage. That isn't necessarily true.
Definitely not an absolute. And but that it's actually not even highly likely.
Then what the fuck did he say? Prick.
I would express that it is very possible that there may have been some element of distortion, or that it may merely have been an aspect of tapping into a potential and expressing that in a manner that an absolute, but I would express to you that it definitely is not an absolute, and in actuality, once would not even generate a strong potential that you would generate an extreme such as that.
Motherfucker. I knew he was sneaky. Yeah, there's one thing he said to me about someone who died around here. Her name was Maureen Corcoran, Maureen Orton. And he said something interesting. He said that she disengaged because she was being physically abused. Is that true?
That
one, there was one woman who disengaged around here. She was hit by a car and she was hit by, it was a big accident, and she disengaged, and it was very, like, an accident that isn't going to happen for a long, long time. And he, when I asked Tompkin about it, he said that she disengaged because she was being physically abused. Is that true?
I would express not recently. I would express that that individual had that as an experience at point, but not ongoing and not recently.
Okay, so you and Tompkin seem to disagree a lot. Why is Tompkin so different from you?
I would express that every essence that is generating an energy exchange will be expressing differently, because each essence interprets a different agenda. And that, dependent upon the direction of the essence, information is not necessarily invalid. It is how it is delivered, and the method of how it is delivered may not be as important to another essence. Relation myself in association with this shift in consciousness and the direction that I engage, I move in an expression, which I have expressed repeatedly, of offering information with the least amount of distortion that is significant in my direction, but that is not necessarily important to another essence.
Okay.
Therefore, they may be offering information, and it is not that the information is wrong per se, but that essence may not be concerned with a distortion factor, and therefore may be offering information that in the manner that they do, it could easily be distorted.
Okay, so I'm going to take MDMA on Saturday, and I'll speak to you on Saturday in person. Say that again.
Very well. And I will engage with you.
What are you going to look like?
Very well. I will.
Don't be a fucking cat or something. Don't be weird.
That's an image of myself in one of my focuses.
Okay.
I'm no individual, approximately 63 inches tall, and I will bearing a long coat.
Okay.
Long coat.
You're 5'2". Fucking.
I expressed 6 feet.
Oh, you said 63 inches.
Yes.
That's 63 inches in feet is...
Six feet.
You said 63 inches.
63 inches.
Oh, sorry. I said
And I am partial to long coats, therefore I will be sporting a long coat.
And when I go for a walk, I'll see you.
Are you letting yourself too? You are very likely to do so.
Okay. I better let you go.
Very well.
All right.
I shall be anticipating our adventure.
Okay. See you, Stefan.
Argument team, my dear friend. Au revoir.